Last December, the state was in the midst of a competitive campaign to bring Sears Holdings to Ohio from Illinois. The state had offered a package of tax incentives to lure in Sears that was reported to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. But while Governor John Kasich said he would love to have had the retailer in Ohio, there would be no bidding war to secure that.
Bidding war implies that there's no ceiling. No, there are ceilings as to what we can do.
A year later, it seems that ceiling is being lowered. In 2011, Kasich gave out more in tax credits to businesses than any other Ohio governor, offering $132 million in job creation tax credits and nearly $242 million in job retention tax credits. These incentives were offered to companies such as Bob Evans, American Greetings, and Diebold. But this year, Governor Kasich says things are different. In 2012, the state only approved $70.5 million in job creation tax credits and offered $27 million in job retention tax credits. Kasich says the state is paying a lot of attention to the return on its investment.
Our incentives for jobs created has shrunk because I treat that dollar just like I treat the money in my back right-hand pocket.
And the governor offers this caution to corporate leaders considering Ohio.
Giving away the store and getting into bidding wars, I tell all CEOs now, if that's what you think we're going to do, you're wrong, because we are not going to get into bidding wars with other states.
Meanwhile, the state is also checking into what's happened with incentives it has offered. The Ohio Tax Credit Authority voted earlier this month to take what it calls remedial action against 16 companies, which it says failed to deliver on promised jobs. Those actions range from reductions in the rate or term of the credits to a demand for payment or clawback. This year, the Tax Credit Authority has ordered remedial action against 59 tax credit projects and has referred 8 grants and loans totaling almost $7.5 million to the Attorney General for clawback. Daryl Hennessy is with the Ohio Tax Credit Authority.
It's sort of consistent with the notion that the companies have made a commitment to us, and we just want to make sure that they're accountable and responsible for those commitments.
The practice of ordering remedial action and clawback is not unique to the Kasich administration. Others have done remedial action and clawbacks, too. And they are important, says Zach Schiller with the progressive-leaning think tank Policy Matters Ohio. But Schiller says what's more important are the reasons that tax credits are awarded in the first place.
This is not a matter of us simply throwing the goodies at anybody who shows up. We should make a critical evaluation of whether incentives are needed, and we should walk away when they aren't. And, you know, this administration has done that at least on occasion.
And Schiller notes that the state offered $78 million in incentives to Marathon, though company officials acknowledged the oil company was unlikely to move. And he says the state proposed what he calls gigantic incentives to Shell to get a chemical plant known as a cracker. That facility ended up going to Pennsylvania. And Schiller says if the company had accepted Ohio's offer, that would throw off the state's totals.
With these kinds of questions still out there, it's way too soon to be concluding that there's been a sea change in the way that the administration operates. That said, the numbers do suggest that there may have been a change, and if there has been, great.
Schiller says tax credits should be used less and with strict criteria. He proposes that criteria include jobs with certain wage requirements and what he calls desirable economic development. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.